My greetings as I come forward once more. I am Kuthumi, and I am joined by many of my brothers and sisters here of the Great White Brotherhood. And we are a collection, you could say, brought together to assist you as you raise your vibration back to your true being. I am asked by this one for some words for your new year, your 2019. And it will be another year of clearing souls who have been trapped on the planet. Many light workers will be called for this work as they have been called in the past. Indeed, some years ago this one was called to clear souls that have been trapped on the earth plane. Souls that were released from the physical body too quickly. Suddenly, through shock, when the soul could not prepare. Allow me to explain. When one soul is ready to cross, to return to us here, the soul is prepared. The soul knows that the cord that unites this field and your field of existence, it is about to break. However, when a human passes and dies through a shock very quickly, the soul is not prepared, and so the soul can easily become disorientated and wander the earth, and these become what you call earthbound souls. In the new year, as I have said, there will be required to be another clearing, more so in areas of war and conflict, where what I have explained occurs en masse. And this occurred some years ago on the planet, and many recalled, and so it will be again. Those who are ready to awaken further and listen in your new year will do so. We are aware that, sadly, this may fall on deaf ears. Those who are ready to change, who are ready to awaken. For your new year, you are asked to look at your intention, your change to large areas, you will agree. In your year 2012, there was great change on the planet. A much finer energy was released in your atmosphere to assist millions of souls to awaken, as was destined for humanity. And now, in your new year, 2019, how many of you are ready to step up once more? The last 6 years have been somewhat up and down for many of you, many challenges. Many have been called to clear old debts, old karma. Many called to unite with souls from their own soul family. Many of you will recall that you have met ones that you seem to have known, and yet it is perhaps the first time that your physical eyes have seen them. Soul family members uniting. And so, through your last 6 years, there have been challenges and also joys, and many have awakened. and many have wondered why they waited so long. So in your new year 19, your intention will be all. And indeed, I challenge each of you to ask yourself, as you enter your new year, whatever that date may be, how is your intention? What is your intention to yourself, to humanity, to your higher self? What is your intention? And how open are you to further change? Because you see, as you raise your intention higher and further and enrich it with the heart energy of compassion and higher love, the level of your intention changes. And I can tell you further that with that higher level of intention, united through your heart center, you truly touch the God within you. Some call the God Source. It is merely a name, it matters not. And I have said this before. But you ignite the God energy within with your pure intent. In your growth, many of you have ignored the power, the sheer power of your heart, your higher heart, another brain. I would tell you this is your main brain, for very little can be achieved if your heart brain is not operating. Your heart brain operates your emotions. Your emotions activate your actions, your decisions. And so you see, I say that when your intention is enriched with your heart brain, the love, the compassion, fueled by your higher heart, a direct line to your soul, how magnificent can you begin to imagine, can you begin to see? Perhaps now you see your true path lying before you. And you may look around at devastation, and I tell you, do not give it energy. Do not give the devastation from others energy. No. For the devastation, you see, will pull you down. You will go to a darker place, a heavier place. It is best to stay in your God heart, your higher heart. Because you see, to do so, your energy, your energetic field expands much more than you ever thought possible. And that energy reaches another who is also expanding their God energy within. And it reaches to another and to another. So do you see what is happening? The energy expands out to your town, out to your country, encompassing the earth. And there the true healing begins, and the true bridge of light to our realms is born much stronger than ever before. And this is before you in your year, your new year. Whatever you decide to physically accomplish or achieve is totally your free will. But I tell you, to us here, your new year is your year of change. Your year of God expansion within you. Your year of setting a new intention that will take you far. Much farther than you can see through your physical eyes. Much, much farther. Your life will be enriched. Every cell in your body will be enriched by the energy, you see, by the light, the energy. And so while you are expanding and igniting the God heart within you, you are also enjoying a healing. You never thought of that now, did you? But there it is. You wonder why you see people who work with us glow. Why they look young. Why they stay young. How do they do it? It is the energy. It is the peace. They have made the connection. And all this is available to you. You may have thought it only available to others. I tell you, this is not so. It is available to you. And as I said in the beginning, those who choose to listen will do so. And you will enjoy the benefits. You will enjoy a much higher journey, a higher connection, an inner peace. And you will turn away from the darkness. The darkness on your planet. The controversy. The lower vibrational words. You will turn away. You will see how truly pointless and ego-driven they are. But I caution you, do not judge, for remember you were there once also in your past. Yes. So perhaps when you hear words that are ego-driven, it will become a measure for how far you yourself have grown. This is the main message for your new year. There is a secondary message, but I will leave this for a later date. We hear of the Brotherhood, we are gathered. This one is getting hot. I feel the heat in her physical body. It is our combined energy. So it is time for us to step back. And so for now, I am Kuthumi. I bid you farewell, and I withdraw.